member.
Will the members please register their presence by voting? Clerk, please take the quorum.
Thirty-six present, four absent.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, Representatives Buckle, Cooper, Greeny, and Snyder are refused to call the House today, which counts for all members.
Our chaplain today is Father John Larson of the Episcopal Church. The House please rise for prayer.
Let us pray. Lord, we stand before you as grateful people. We thank you for the beautiful weather that we have been enjoying and the grandeur of your creation. We especially thank you for the privilege of living in this magnificent state. Help us always to realize that all of our privileges carry with them corresponding responsibilities. As we begin this new week, we pray that you would guide and direct us in all of our endeavors. Give us the wisdom to know your will and the strength and courage to live it out. Amen.
Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent to prayer be spread upon the journal.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Clerk, please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal.
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 103rd, 104th, and 105th days in House Supplement Number 36.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent this body approve the journal as certified by the Chief Clerk for the 103rd, 205th days and for House Supplement Number 36.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction to the chambers? If not, are there any messages from the Governor?
Dear Mr. Speaker, I've signed the following bills and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 401, making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Public Safety and the Department of Community and Regional Affairs and providing for an effective date. Chapter 35, SLA 1978. House Bill Number 588, making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for repurchase of certain oil and gas leases in Kachemak Bay pursuant to Chapter 113, SLA 1976, and providing for an effective date. Chapter 36, SLA 1978. Signed sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Dear Mr. Speaker, the following is being submitted even though statutes do not specifically require confirmation as a result of the Supreme Court decision Bradner versus Hammond. The same decision also removed the necessity for confirmation of persons appointed to other boards, even though statutes previously required legislative scrutiny. Commission on Post-Secondary Education, Fred Baxter of Juneau, with a term expiring 3/1/80. Thank you for your additional consideration. Signed sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. I have no further messages from the Governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has approved the following legislative citations and they are returned. Commending participants in the Muscular Dystrophy Dance Marathon by all members of the House. Commending Chugiak High School Wrestling Team by Representatives Cotton, Kelly, Phillips, and Bradley, and Senators Bradley and Willis. Congratulating Cindy Roberts, Mrs. America. These citations have been sent to Legislative Affairs for enrolling. Mr. Speaker, the Senate has failed to recede from its amendment to Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 132, namely Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 132, amended Senate, establishing the State Educational Incentive Grant Program with an effective date. The President has appointed the following members to a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the House to consider the above bills. Senator Hackney, Chairman, Senator Croft, Senator Huber. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports to standing committees?
The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 512, relating to competitive bidding under the Fiscal Procedures Act, under consideration. Three members of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 512 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, concurred in by Bradley, Kelly, and Dankworth. Having no recommendation, Miles and McKinnon. House Bill 512 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 737, indemnification of University of Alaska and school district employees under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 737 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, concurred in by Meekins, Freeman, Rode, Haugen, Guy, and Cooper. House Bill 737 has no further referral. The Committee on HES has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 834, a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for the construction of a 26-bed youth home in Nome under consideration. Four members of the committee recommend it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, Chairman, concurred in by Parr, Nackack, Chatterton, and Phillips. Mr. Cotton has no recommendation. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 834 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation congratulating Father David Melbourne by Representative Lefseth. I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of House bills.
House Bill 946 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Study Group on Withdrawal from Social Security, an act relating to withdrawal from the Federal Social Security System and providing for an effective date.
Referred to the Finance Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us down to consideration of the calendar. Clerk, please read the first item on the calendar.
House Bill 872 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to interest rates used in calculating reserves for life insurance policies and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 872 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 872 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Parr, Carpenter, Hayes, and McKinnon. Having no recommendation, Chatterton and Bradley. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
House, please stand at ease. House, please come to order. Got a little bit ahead of ourselves on the calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on the calendar?
House Bill 722 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to science and technology. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 722 under consideration. The committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 722 and that it be reported back with individual recommendation and further recommends it be referred to the Judiciary Committee. The report was signed by Mr. Bradley, Chairman, signing do pass, Bradley, Nackack, and McKinnon. Having no recommendation, Kelly, Miles, and Lathine. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 722 under consideration. The committee reports it recommends it be replaced with the State Affairs Committee substitute for House Bill 722 and that it be reported back with individual recommendations and submits a corrected fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Cooper, Chairman, signing do pass, Cooper, Freeman, Haugen, and Greening. Signing no recommendation, Guy, Schaefer, and Buchholz. Signing do not pass, Swanson. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the State Affairs Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Does the clerk have amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the committee substitute for House Bill 722 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Clerk, please read House Bill 722 in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 722 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to science and technology.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 722 was drafted by a group of people that I participated with, representing both the university research agencies, the administration, and the legislature. And it was the subject of some study and recommendation at the Alaska Science Conference that was held in September in Anchorage. The problem that the bill attempts to deal with is one of lack of coordination between the research that we fund to the tune of millions of dollars, both through the state budget and also federal and municipal budgets, and how that research relates to both the needs of government agencies and decision makers like ourselves who are faced with making a lot of decisions on complex issues. I think the basic problem is that a lot of research has gotten going by research agencies, both our standing state agencies and by such entities in the university. And then once the agency completes the research project, they have to go get another research project to kind of keep their organization together. And so they go out and figure out something that they would be good at doing and write up a proposal and come down to the legislature, to the administration, or apply for grants to do some research. And it's kind of a backward system in that sense, rather than the people who have the need for the research, either being a government or people in the private sector or other organizations, deciding that they have research projects in mind and they need somebody with some expertise to do this research. So that what this bill attempts to do is to kind of better coordinate that and help the administration and the legislature kind of get a handle on what research is being done, whether we need this research, and to get some of the questions that we think are important, the ones we're dealing with right now, to have the research that's being done by all these agencies that we fund on those questions. The bill sets up a Science and Technology Council, and it's really much more of an advisory and coordination body rather than having any power itself. It only has the power of giving us more information to then be utilized in the budget process or in the funding and deciding what research projects to fund. And it's really attempting to be kind of a forum to bring both the research needs, both from the government and the private sector, together in a forum with all the research entities who have the capability of doing this research. The bill does provide that, and this it would not be implemented now, but if it was a successful organization in terms of the legislature and the governor, we could funnel research money directly through this entity, but that would be at some later stage if we felt it was successful. The fiscal note is about $100,000 in this bill, half of which is be federal funding.
Further discussion? Ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 722 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please take the roll.
Yeas, 7 nays, 4 excused.
So House Bill 722 has passed the House. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
House Bill number 872 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to interest rates used in calculating reserves for life insurance policies and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Commerce has had House Bill 872 under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 872 and that it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. McKinnon, Chairman, concurred in by Parr, Carpenter, Hayes, and McKinnon. Having no recommendation, Chatterton and Bradley. I have one committee substitute on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that the Commerce Committee substitute be accepted in lieu of the original bill.
Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Clerk, of any amendments to the committee substitute?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 872 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. The clerk, please read House Bill 872 in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 872 by the Commerce Committee, an act relating to interest rates used in calculating reserves for life insurance policies and providing for an effective date.
Representative McKinnon.
Speaker, this is basically a housekeeping bill which adopts changes in the law recommended by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, which is the National Organization of Insurance Regulators. Essentially, what the bill does is increase the statutory interest rate assumptions used in calculating reserves for life insurance policies to reflect the greater earning power that life insurance companies now have. The current law provides for unreasonably low reserve calculations, which adversely affects the premiums charged by the insurance companies. It requires them to charge a higher rate to because the current law doesn't really reflect the amount they're earning on interest. It also increases the maximum age setback for females in reserve calculations from 3 to 6 years to reflect the increasing longevity of females over males. It updates certain mortality tables used in calculating reserves. And also, in Section 4, establishes a new law for individual deferred annuities, which are essentially individual retirement accounts, and which have become increasingly popular, in which we don't really have a law in the books to calculate non-forfeiture values for, and that's what Section 4 does. If there are any questions on the bill, I answer.
Representative Miller.
Just a query, Mr. Speaker. Is this also an above quota bill, or is the request from the Commerce above the quota that they're allowed to send?
No, this isn't a Department of Commerce.
Representative Gardner.
Mr. Speaker, this is kind of a cleanup. It is complicated. I wondered, I was trying to read this one provision. I couldn't really understand it. It's 2118.110.B2, which starts on page 3, line 7. I just can't really understand the section.
Representative McKinnon.
This is making reference to the change in interest rates in contracts in standard life insurance policies.
Mr. Speaker.
There Representative Freeman. House, please stand at ease. Please come to order. Representative McKinnon.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Gardner was kind enough to point out during the addies that his problem with the bill is that there are 372 words in that sentence. And regrettably, that's the number of words needed to say what this sentence says.
Which is?
Essentially what it does is take an actuarial formula and convert it to statutory language. And as I indicated before, essentially what it's saying is they're changing the assumptions they use in calculating reserves.
Representative Gardner?
I think I understand it now.
Is there further discussion? You ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 872 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please take the roll.
29 yeas, 4 nays, 7 excused.
So House Bill 872 has passed the House. The bill does carry an effective date clause. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent to the roll call on committee substitute for House Bill 872 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, motion is adopted. Representative Miles. Clerk, please note Representative Miles' notice of reconsideration of his vote on House Bill 872. Brings the end of today's calendar and down to unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, several days ago, members had placed on their desk communication from the other body that was also read by the clerk, of course, indicated that they had passed House Bill 783, which is a special appropriation to the Alaska State Council on the Arts, with an amendment. What the amendment did was appropriate an additional $28,980 to the Council on the Arts for a grant to the State Library for preservation of historical photographs. We've been delaying this bill for a couple of days to find out what the reaction would be up on the third floor. This allocation, although in a different funding amount, I think, was in last year's budget and was line item vetoed by the governor, so we had hoped to have a little guidance to what his reaction would be this year. Quite frankly, we've been a little bit underwhelmed by the clarity of the position this year. But nevertheless, having not gotten any direct guidance on the subject, this makes nothing but sense. And we'll send it up to the governor. I guess if he wants to line item veto it again, he can. We certainly shouldn't hold up the balance of the act. So I'll move at this time, Mr. Speaker, that this body concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 783. I ask the members to vote yes.
Clerk, please read the bill by title.
House Bill number 783, amended Senate by Duncan and Eliason. An act making a special appropriation to the Alaska State Council on the Arts and providing for an effective date.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, I can't resist the chance to congratulate the Majority Leader on the use of that word. That's a good one. Underwhelmed is exactly right.
So further discussion. Ready for the question. Question is, shall the House concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 783? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member fail to vote? Clerk, please lock the roll. Does any member wish to change his vote? Clerk, please take the roll.
Yeas, no nays, 5 excused.
The House has concurred in the Senate amendments to House Bill 783. Clerk, please notify the Senate. Is there further unfinished business come before the House? Special orders. Are there any special orders? Announcements, committee meetings. Representative Bradley.
Mr. Speaker, State Affairs will not meet today.
Representative Brown.
Mr. Speaker, House Labor Management Committee tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, continuing our consideration of the various versions of House Bill 550.
Representative Rudd.
Community and Regional Affairs will not meet this week, but we will have a regular schedule of committee meetings next week.
Representative Kelly.
Mr. Speaker, the House State Affairs Subcommittee on Capital Relocation will meet in the House State Affairs Room today at 12:15.
Representative Parr.
Mr. Speaker, the House Committee will meet at 3 today on House Bill 890, Correctional Facilities Bonds, House Bill 713, Bonds for Improvements for Health Facilities, House Bill 691, State Aid for Local Government Health Facilities, and House Bill 847, Licensing with Psychologists. And also, Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee on House Bill 132 will meet at 8 in the morning in Room 112.
Representative Osterbeck.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Resource will meet today at 1:30 p.m. Taking up Senate Bill 477, Sport License, Senate Bill 181, Orchid Inlet and Controlled Bay Credit Habitat, critical habitat. And House Bill 625, taking of moose, SJR 48, migration birds and hunting.
Representative Urien. Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. The member will be excused on the dates indicated. Representative Gardner.
Speaker, Judiciary Committee will meet at 3 p.m. today on House Bill 909, appropriation to the court system for the impact of the increased police force in the Anchorage area. House Bill 456, contributions to the judicial retirement system, and House Bill 615, rural property insurance.
Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, House Finance Committee will meet at 1:15 to consider House Bill 807, fee punch cards for king salmon sport fishing, House Bill 885, supplemental fish and game, House Bill 573, amending the Commercial Fishing Loan Act, House Bill 255, Commercial Fishing Loan Act, House Bill 763, commercial fishing and agriculture, House Bill 898, fisheries development. And just so that the members won't think there's something fishy about this announcement, we'll also consider Senate Bill 45, radiation protection.
Further announcements? Is there further business to come before the House? Representative Miller.
Speaker, congratulating the body for its speed and dispatch. I'll move and ask unanimous consent. We stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, the House is adjourned.